is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Just a quickie.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Give it to me.
Chris Soule's hit and run makes even less sense after the latest reports. He is, of course, a former star of The Bachelor on ABC. He called 911 and even checked the victim's pulse. And another report says he even knew the guy. I do believe that is true. They live in a very small farming community. Johnny Depp is still attacking the former money managers. He's suing for messing up his finances. They say it's his fault for overspending, but he says, quote, it's my money. If I want to buy 15,000 cotton balls a day, it's my thing. M. Night Shyamalan is working on the movie that will bring both Split and his 2000 movie Unbreakable together. It has Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson from Unbreakable and James McAvoy and Anna Taylor-Joy from Split. On TV tonight, we have Grey's Anatomy and Scandal is back. All the latest dirt is on our website, mytalk1071.com.
You know you love it when I give you the dirt.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
Don't you ever read the headlines?
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Seven headlines at seven. Your world in 90 seconds.
That's right, Charlie Rose. You have the dirt from Dirty Dawn. And now you're going to get the headlines in our 7 at 7, brought to you by our friends at AAA Movers.
One.
First up, starting local. New this morning, firefighters have put out a house fire in Brooklyn Center. The call came in just after 2 a.m. The firefighters arrived. Flames are coming out of the back bedroom window on the first floor. Luckily, no one was home at the time, and there were no injuries. The number of measles cases in Hennepin County is climbed again day by day. The health department says there are now 24 confirmed cases. All involve Somali children between 10 months and 5 years old. At least 23 of the cases involve children who are unvaccinated.
Three.
Bike activists hoping for a simple change in the law to make sharing the roads in Minnesota safer. Some bills making their way through the Capitol would let drivers cross a double yellow center line when passing bicyclists. Activists say the idea is meant to remind drivers to give cyclists more space, even in no passing zones.
Four.
Turning to national and international news now. The president is rethinking his plan to pull out of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The White House now says the president spoke to the Canadian Prime Minister and Mexican president, and they agreed to renegotiate the agreement to benefit all three countries.
Five.
Verizon launches a new unlimited data plan for its prepaid customers with no contract or credit check. The plan offers unlimited data, talk, and text across the whole thing for $80 per month. Video streaming, however, is limited.
Six.
You may have heard about this. ESPN laid off more than 100 employees across the country yesterday, including SportsCenter anchor Jay Crawford and Darren Haynes. Apparently, the network is struggling to afford expensive sports rights packages thanks to people ditching cable for Netflix and other platforms.
Seven.
And finally, very sad news out of Hollywood. This one I did not like to report. Oscar-winning director of Silence of the Lambs, Jonathan Demme, died after a battle of cancer. He was 73 years old. Mr. Demme also directed Tom Hanks in Philadelphia and the Talking Heads concert film Stop Making Sense.
And that's the way it is.
And that is, sadly, the way that it is for Thursday, April 27th, 2017. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over this beautiful planet at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson. Joining me today, filling in for Alexis, who's playing with penguins in Africa, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Shannon Paul, everybody.
Yay. I was
right.
Almost jealous of her vacation, but I get to hang out with you, so that's
thank
all
good. Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And she's jealous of no one. Because she's that darn good. Ladies and gentlemen, Jedi Master Dawn McClain. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
And he's the man to blame for the snow outside. Ken Barlow is here for some weather. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. I actually have some good news. There are flurries out there. There's some drizzle. It's cold. It's 34 degrees.
Nothing good so far.
But later on this afternoon, oh gosh, 16 years old again.
You okay?
Later on this afternoon, we'll see some sun late this afternoon. A couple breaks in the overcast. Only 43 today, but 52 tomorrow. Partial sun Saturday looks beautiful, partly to mostly sunny in upper 50s. It does rain again on Sunday, and yes, Even on the last day of April, there could be a few wet snowflakes. Boy, that was a deep.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but Ken Barlow's so delightful.
I don't know about that.
He's gonna let us know. Will it snow? Will it snow? Will it snow?
That's right.
It won't accumulate.
I still love you. Hey, but really quick, I know you have to go, but I showered you, even though I just ridiculed you, I did shower you with love about an hour ago.
Yeah.
I said, and I mean this, because we listen to you every day, unless I'm drinking coffee and then I tune you out, but I listen to you every day, and we were talking about weather people, and I said, look, from my unexpert opinion and my unscientific review, I said there are two meteorologists in the city that got this into most of this winter whole season correct, and that's Ken Barlow and my buddy Cody Matz over there at Channel 9. I said, those are the two that I just happen to know. I happen to stumble on their forecast from time to time, and they are, in my eyes, very, very accurate. So
well, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know you're nice. Believe me. believe me. I know you're nice.
Some days, yeah.
You have your good side.
Yeah, I do. It's not often on display, but yes.
And you know I love you, too.
I love you too. Bye, Ken. Ken Barlow, you can watch him weekday morning starting at 4:30 over there on Channel 5. It is 7:07, the tradition of the top of our 7 o'clock hours to raise our glass to you. Cheers and take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage.
Yes.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Cheers.
Mmm. Mmm. Okay, there we go. That was delicious. Thank you. Cheers to all of you listening. Welcome to back to the show, Shannon. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
If you are new to the Twin Cities or you're new to our show, you're new to the Earth, Miss Shannon has been on radio in the Twin Cities since God was a small boy.
Yes.
And, right, Shannon? And
he smiled on me and said, you may be on radio stations here in Minneapolis.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're thrilled to have you. Absolutely love you. We're having a good time, and we're going to continue. You're here tomorrow, too, right, Shannon?
That is correct, sir. And I'm not just saying this to kiss our bosses, but I really am having a great time over here. Like, I really am glad to be part of this My Talk team. It's fun.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're the only one. She'll appreciate that because you're the only one that's nice to her. So that's fantastic, Shannon. You're off to a great start, yeah.
Thank you so much, our boss here at My Talk. So.
CB Arthur, someone's nice to you. Someone is, you know,
somebody
anyway.
Somebody likes you.
Dawn.
I didn't somebody. Say that. No,
she said it all wistfully.
Very, very soft.
No, we heard you, girl. We heard you. Okay, let's stop the tomfoolery. We can't put this off any longer.
Okay.
It's time for the romance. It's time for the love. It's time for people that have no clue what they did to not warrant a second date. It's time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places.
I'm glad we give people closure, Jason. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Because we've all been in those relationships where you're like, I just want to know why.
Yeah. Or as Eddie Murphy said in Saturday Night Live, Wookin' Penub in all the wrong places. That's right. Yeah.
He was a visionary.
Wookin' Penub. Okay, Dawn McClain, who do we have today? Who is it?
We have a guy named Jordan who wants to talk to us.
Wow, we've had a lot of guys lately.
It's getting around.
That will help them out.
Yeah, you know, like their coworkers and stuff. I've heard a lot of those, you know, like, hey, you should call My Talk. So we're making new fans, I think.
I love it. I love the phrase, we're getting around.
As we should.
Yeah. We're getting around like a virus.
Got to keep that bench full. That's what we got to do.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and put him up. Okay. What's his name again, Don?
His name is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No. Thank you for being here. Jordan, what's your story? Go ahead. I'll shut my mouth, and you tell us how we can help you today.
All right, so I met this girl on Match.com, and we really hit it off on there, messaging back and forth, and we went and had lunch a couple weeks ago, sat on a patio, the weather was great, had a couple beers, the date felt really good, and then we scheduled to go out this weekend, but I haven't heard from her in, I guess, 2 weeks now. Mm. And so I don't even know if the date's still on or if, I don't know.
It's probably not, but I mean, just cutting to the, you know, we're experts now. I mean, we've,
yeah.
We've been through the rodeo many times. Because, I mean, and you, do you think 2 weeks is a long time, my friend?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've only texted maybe twice and called. It's not like I've been trying every day. I don't want to be come off as crazy. But
okay. Yeah.
Still, yeah, it's a long time not to hear anything. And it's probably a bad sign. But I thought, I don't know, maybe work got busy or, you know, I'm hoping for the best.
So what did you text when you were trying to reach out and see how things worked?
Good question.
I think a couple days after I said, hey, I had a lot of fun, on the date, and then nothing, and then...
It wasn't overly filled with emojis or anything like that?
No, nothing weird. Maybe like, how's your week going a couple days later, and that's it.
Hmm. Okay, do you think, I always ask this, dig deep into your psyche there. Do you think you did anything on the date that could be construed as weird? Was there awkward conversation? Anything?
I've been running the whole thing over and over again in my head. I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't bring up politics. I didn't talk about an ex-girlfriend. Nothing was awkward. It didn't get weird, so...
Okay,
I'm usually pretty good at knowing if I screw it up why I did. So that's why I think I...
So you stepped in it before, so you're very self-aware about those things.
Yeah, I don't think I'm oblivious to when, you know.
Shannon.
I'm not.
What? That's fair.
That's why this one is so frustrating. It just felt so good, and now...
Did you have sex? We have to ask.
No, we did kiss.
Oh, okay.
Kiss goodbye.
If they had sex at lunch, I'd be like, wow, good on you.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Good lunch.
What was on that Jimmy John's sandwich?
It was a good kiss?
It was a turkey.
It was a good kiss. Yeah, she's a good kisser.
Okay.
See, he has compliments for her. She's a good kisser.
Okay. Yeah. And was there, this is also a favorite question of mine, because I think you can tell a lot from this. Was there any type of touching? Like, meaning, if you're sitting across from her, did you touch hands? Or was there leaning in? Because I think you can tell a lot if there was or was not any physical movement.
I think that there was. I think at one point I kind of put my hand on the small of her back.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah,
right.
It seemed like it was going good.
But did she touch you? Did she reach out and touch you?
She reached over and touched my arm or my leg at one point. I don't know. Again, it felt like it was good.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do, if you don't mind. We're going to put you on hold. Then Dawn is going to, well, you know how this works. Dawn's going to call her, and we're going to try to get her on the phone and find out why she has not called you back in 2 weeks, which that scares me. I'm just going to be honest. The time frames, you seem, and we can tell by now, you seem like a really nice, I hate to use the word normal, nobody's normal, but you seem like a down-to-earth guy. So the only thing that gives me a little trepidation is the time frame. But we're going to see. So hold on just a second, if you will. We're going to put you on hold.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. So there we go. When we come back, like I said, Dawn is going to have the unenviable task of calling her. What's his name? I keep forgetting.
His name's Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay, what's her name, Dawn?
Her name's Christy.
Okay, Christy. Okay,
Jordan and Christy. I'll remember that at some point. Pretty soon. So,
hopefully before the end of the call.
Hopefully before the end of the segment. Hopefully I won't call him like John or something. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and Second Chance Romance will continue right after these important messages.
Lori and Julia.
You know what the other one I love is the MacArthur's Park.
Someone
and you're
left
spinning.
A keg out in
no,
the rain.
That's not how she sings it. You're singing it like Richard Harris.
No, here. I don't think that I can make it.
I don't think that I can take it.
Well, same thing. See, look at how you know the words.
So she changed the lyrics a little bit.
What?
Donna Summer changed the lyrics? Or?
No, I did. No.
Julia
did. Oh, Julia
and she's
did.
Singing it like Richard Harris.
Oh, I see.
Who's Richard Harris?
The original.
I don't think that.
I like it when you do your nasal singing voice, Donnie. Just saying.
As opposed to your wonderful singing
voice. Well, that's
voice.
Exactly. Guess what? We
I know it's
over
the
you.
Kettle calling the pot black or whatever.
Because we're so bad.
Really? Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We need to talk. No, seriously, it's what we at My Talk were born to do. We need to talk. So thanks for listening. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Second Chances at Love. I'm Jace. Alexis is in Africa. I still can't believe I'm saying that, but she is. So I'm not kidding. And our good friend, Ms. Shannon Paul, filling in today.
I think it sounds so much more ironic that she's in Africa and I'm here with you, Jason. So,
yes.
It's like somebody just did a swap. It's fine. So,
yeah. Dawn McClain is here because B. Arthur only gives her 7 hours of vacation day a year. So, yeah. Sorry about that, Dawn. Very sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. Shall we just jump back in?
Sure.
Let's not prolong the nightmare here. Here we go. Welcome back to the romance, everybody. Welcome back to the intrigue. Welcome back to the land of unanswered questions. This is part two of Second Chance Romance. When we last left you, we talked to Jordan.
Good. Yes, Jason.
Wait for it. There we go.
There's a lot of names today. A lot of names. We talked to Jordan. He went out with Christy.
Good.
I had to look at the paper.
Okay.
He went out with Christy. He thinks everything went well, but it's been two long weeks. What happened? What did he do? What did she do? We're hopefully going to find out unless she hangs up on us. So, okay, we have Jordan on the phone.
Yeah.
He's in the magical hold room. Dawn is going to leave us now. While Dawn tries to convince this lovely lady to talk to us on the radio,
yeah.
Ms. Shannon and I are going to do some duck hunting. So go ahead. Goodbye, Dawn. We'll
Bye.
See you in a little bit. Good luck to you. Bye. There we go.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
Oh, yeah, we're doing some. Go ahead, Shannon. Try.
Ready? Oh, all right, here we go. Send out the dog. Go get it. Oh, sorry.
We've missed. Yeah.
Well, you're happily married now, Jason, but I remember that. I mean, I've been ghosted on recently. I understand why Jordan would want to know. Why does she go radio silent?
Yeah, I don't get the phenomenon of ghosting. I really don't.
I mean, it's awkward.
Yeah.
It's so awkward when you're the one that gets ghosted on because you do... As bad as it may be sometimes, you want to know why they decided to stop talking to you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, well, maybe I would have fixed that, or it was a misinterpretation, or just give me a shot. So you just want to know, why did I get ghosted on?
You just want to know, Tony.
I'm back.
Shannon, you can't shoot those animals. You can't shoot those
animals. They're such
vermin, ducks.
Vermin.
Only
vermin.
Ducks,
okay.
Shannon. You're back?
I'm back. I'm back already.
Wow. So this went well,
good.
I would assume.
Yeah, it went well. It always goes well to me if they answer the phone.
Yeah,
what else
yeah.
happens after? I don't care.
And they don't cuss at you?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's still actually on the phone. So let's...
get her while the getting's good.
Right.
Go ahead and punch her up, please.
Yes.
Christy, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, you do sound very chipper. Good. Let me talk quick so you won't hang up. Christy, this is you're live on the radio. You're live on the air. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Thank you for agreeing to do this. I know it is weird. It's Dawn explained a little bit. So first and foremost, thank you for not hanging up on us. We do a thing called Second Chance Romance. This isn't bad. You know, an old family member isn't going to hop out of your window or anything. It's a compliment to you. We take emails from people that go out on dates and then they lose touch with the people that they went on dates with. And we try to reconnect. And that's why we're talking to you. We got an email from a guy named Jordan who said he went out with you and he wants to reconnect because you guys haven't talked. Do you mind if I ask, do you know who I'm talking about?
I do remember Jordan. I went out with him a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So it's fresh in your mind still.
Yeah. So would you, on the radio, would you mind me getting all up in your business and asking, would you, and whatever you want to tell us, or what you, you know, why you didn't call him back?
Well, I could make it really simple. Jordan is a pervert.
Excuse me? He's what?
A pervert. He is, no, he's a total perv.
Oh, no. What's your definition of a perv, Kristen?
Thank you, Shannon.
Yes.
Well, okay, we met on Match, and we go out for lunch, and it all started out fine, and then the server came over, and he keeps making references to her yoga pants. And at first I thought he was joking, and so I'm laughing, but then he keeps bringing it up. And he's staring at her butt the whole time. And he's also kind of cute and fun to talk to, so I just ignored it and just kind of played it off. Okay. And then right after, and this is where I say perv, right after we left the restaurant, as soon as I got back in my car, I got a text from him. And it was asking me out again, but only if I promised to wear my yoga pants.
Okay.
And then I replied, LOL, because, again, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, thinking he's joking. And he texts back, I'm serious. I mean, really? Yeah. And that was it.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Okay. I can see that. I can see that. That's, I mean, he's not cute enough to overcome the fact that he's seems to only want one thing. Is that what you thought, Christy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He clearly has a yoga pants fetish, and I'm not interested.
Okay. And it just made you uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah. It made me really uncomfortable.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, is it more just the yoga pants fetish or the fact that he was also actively ogling another woman in your face? That seems like that would be a problem,
too. It was kind of both. You know, I mean, she was beautiful, and I could get over it quick. But then to tell me that he's being serious, that I have to wear yoga pants, no, I'm not interested.
Well, Christy, let me tell you, as Dawn, you know, we've talked to Jordan. Jordan is actually on the other line, so we will punch him up. And okay. Jordan, say hi to Christy. Christy, say hi to Jordan.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Jordan.
Hi. Hey. Okay. Jordan, what do you want to say? You heard the reason.
Yeah, I think we've come a long way if celebrating a woman's body and having a fetish that isn't even weird is a pervert. I feel like that's a big stretch, in my opinion, that I am called a pervert for only liking yoga pants. Yeah. Doesn't that seem crazy?
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of other things that could be weirder.
Or maybe Christy, it just made you uncomfortable for whatever reason. Again, the last few people that we've spoken to, people just have triggers. And maybe this, for whatever reason, just kind of creeped you out. Christy, am I putting words in your mouth or am I right?
No, you're totally right. You're doing a great job. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Jordan, can't you see that it might be a little forward of you to go, no, here's how you should dress for our second date?
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't. I feel like she didn't explain it well. The server, I feel like we were both in kind of enjoying the sexiness of the server's yoga pants and talking about yoga pants.
No. Jordan, I love you, buddy. Jordan, I love you, but that's a. We just talked to the judges, and that's no, I'm sorry. That's. No.
All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Just crickets.
No.
All opposed. No. No.
Well.
No.
No.
Thank you.
I love you, Jordan. Christy and Jordan, let me ask, because, I mean, this just could be a misunderstanding, something goofy. If you guys want to go on a second date, we'll pay for it. Christy?
Oh, no, thank you. No.
Christy, what if we pay for the yoga pants as well?
Yeah.
Would that be?
Well, thank you for making me laugh this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Christy, we're thank you for being a good sport. We appreciate it. And Jordan, we're sorry, buddy, but I'm already getting Facebook messages from girls that would be, because they said you sound hot and they would be happy to go out with you. So,
and they probably have the wardrobe now.
I've got a lot of yoga pants. I'm just, you know, I'm not
Dawn,
hitting on you.
Dawn. Dawn, you can't. Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Both good sports.
Thank
okay.
You.
We're going to, Christy, thank you.
She's like,
why did I talk to these people on the radio? We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Entertainment.
Ken Barlow's 5 Eyewitness News forecast. He has to work with Newquist. Good luck, Ken. Mostly cloudy, 43 today.
Ouch, Kenny.
It's 34 now.
She's up on all the trends.
If they only
this
knew,
is
Megan.
The My Talk Now trending report.
There are things you need to know.
It is Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News with the trending report.
Hey now.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
Oh, she's giving you death stares.
Just act like an adult. That's
she's
all I ask.
She's still cute when she does it, too.
Well, I don't understand. I got nothing but love for you, and all this morning you diss me.
That's how Kenny shows his love.
Yes. Yeah.
That is, right, Kenny?
And by showing you a spider bite he got last night.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Hot.
All right, anyway, what's trending?
Well, on Twitter this morning, draft day is trending, as is take your child to work day.
Oh.
Okay. Page 6, Megyn Kelly, Katie Couric, seen powwowing at Time 100's most influential gala this week. Megyn Kelly starts at NBC in May.
I'm sure Katie has some advice. She knows how to navigate the halls of NBC News, and she also knows what it's like to leave a high-profile gig for a daytime talk show. So say what you will about Katie, she has some advice.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Facebook this morning, Johnny Depp surprising Pirates of the Caribbean writers at Disneyland. So Wednesday night he goes, he doesn't like take in the sights. He didn't get a Mickey bar, right? He goes to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. He dresses up as Jack Sparrow and people have video. They're on the pirate ship going through and he's Jack Sparrow.
Wait,
he's standing amongst the animatronics and then it turns out it's really Johnny
Depp. It's really Johnny
Depp. It's fantastic.
When was this?
Wednesday night. Last night.
At Disneyland or World?
Land.
How surreal would that be?
If you're like, so fun.
Yeah. You're so bummed you missed it, huh, Jason?
Because I got to tell you, because you know I'm a Disney nut. We're there so much that one of our tour guides, this was a legend. This was like a rumor that floats around. And the tour guide was like, now there's no, you know, I can't tell you, I can't confirm or deny this has ever happened. But people say that he does this every so often. And lo and behold, look, he does.
Well, there's a video.
Cool.
Yeah, people have posted video of it saying it's like the best Disney experience they've ever had.
But I wonder about the background as to why he's doing it. Can you just picture lonely Johnny Depp sitting around in his house with a whiskey going, I'm going to the land right now.
Well,
like he just does it to make himself feel better or something when he's lonely.
And I was thinking too, like yesterday there was a big article about him and how he's like mean to his helpers and his assistants and he's not a very truthful guy. And then he just, you know, had his divorce from his wife. And so maybe he needed to go to the happiest place on earth to feel a little love.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm watching the video from different people's Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Oh, I would pee pee off my pants. Yeah.
Jason's like, stop the ride. Stop the ride.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Very cool. United Airlines now offering passengers up to $10,000 if they will give up their seats on overbooked flights.
Now you're like, I want to be overbooked.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just try to book myself on flights that I know are going to be overbooked and then make money.
Isn't that crazy? I guess they're trying to develop this software that at check-in lets you kind of determine what your price is for being booked. Like if they offer $200, are you willing to be booked for $200? Are you willing to be booked if it's $500?
What's your price? So it's reverse price line.
Right.
Yeah.
So that you're not at the gate and they're like, all right, $8,000. And everyone on the boat.
That lady over there will do it for $10. Give it to them.
Yeah. Exactly. And then the big story on our website this morning is about a battle that is brewing in Big Lake. So the school says that the high school trap shooting team photo will not be in this year's yearbook. They're citing a policy that bans firearms in pictures. The picture has the trap team, which is a school team, and they're all holding their shotguns. Parents say this is crazy. This is a school team. This is
ridiculous. So they're going to be at the school board meeting tonight at 6:30, asking that the board make an exception.
Yeah. I mean, I have obviously I've heard four sentences that you've said, so I don't know all the details of this story. But from just looking at it through that, it's not like they're holding semi-automatics or you know, and I don't even know how I feel, but it's a sport.
And
if the school is uncomfortable with the sport in general, then don't have the sport. But you can't have the sport and then not present it in the yearbook. That seems a little weird to me.
Present the team though without them holding the weapons. And
but
still
that
have
would
them
be
in
like
there.
Presenting okay. the football team without the helmet or without them in their uniforms or without them with the football, right?
That is true. But I mean, as somebody that played sports, I'm not always holding my back. Basketball when I play basketball.
Oh, please. Yes, you were. But if, I'm just joking.
But if you were...
It's a good counterpoint. It's a good counterpoint.
And I would say if you were in a school photo as a part of a team and it didn't show you on the football field or it didn't show you on a basketball court or it didn't show you on the soccer field and just showed a picture of a bunch of players, you wouldn't know what they were with. It's part of who they are. They're just standing on grass somewhere. I mean, what other indicator do they have that they're on the team?
It's called a caption. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, they could put some text under it. I mean,
you
I
do
just
it for
go
one sport,
forth.
You do it for all, though, right?
So, yes. Yeah, so we take all of the footballs out, put a caption.
Here you
and
go.
Stop complaining.
This is your parents, right? I don't know. We'll see what happens. The Big Lake school board meeting is tonight at 6:30, and some parents say they will be showing up. So we'll keep you posted.
Thank you, Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News. I don't care what Kenny says. We love you. It is coming up on 6:30, or actually 6:40.
Well, that's over.
Time for Chance Chat. A look back on today's second chance romance.
So, how do you think it went?
Here are Jason and Alexis.
And Jason, you're in a little time warp over there. It's not 6:40, it's 7:40.
Oh, 7:40.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, because, yeah, I was going backwards in time. Time for Chance Chat, where we talk about what just happened on Second Chance Romance. It was all about, this is the case of the yoga pants. And Jordan, Jordan liked yoga pants, I guess. And it kind of bothered the object of his dating affection, Christy. So, I don't know. You both are, I will defer to both you, both of you. You both are lovely ladies. As a woman, would you characterize him as Merv the Perv?
I wouldn't go all the way to Perv, but I would be very uncomfortable if I was on a date with somebody and he spent a lot of the date talking about how beautiful another woman was and specifically focusing on any part of her body. So if it was just, hey, our server's really hot, and then we moved on and went back to talking about, I don't know, Twinkies, whatever, you know, kind of thing. But if that's all you do is you continue to do that, and then following our date, you use that as a bridge to what's supposed to be our second date, yeah, that's pretty close to, okay, we don't have the same goal here, obviously.
Yeah, so we got a Facebook comment from one woman on the other side that just said, wow, lighten up, girl. I mean, and so I don't know. I guess it would make me uncomfortable. I think I would be putting myself in Christy's yoga pants. I would be, you know... Or Christy's shoes
please,
or whatever.
I got to isolate that. Putting myself in Christy's yoga pants.
Let's go to Rebecca on line 3, Dawn. Rebecca, welcome to Chance Chat. What do you want to say? What's your opinion?
First of all, just while I'm driving, hearing that conversation, I'm instantly cringing. My butt was clenched quite
told
a bit.
You. Yeah, I told you. I know.
It was not very good. And I can understand Christy's point of view being texted saying, hey, you want to go out on a second date? Only if you wear yoga pants. Like, no. Yeah. I would personally have shown up in pajama pants that do not stop any curves and just been like, yeah, these are my yoga pants. Take it.
I like your attitude.
In your face, Jordan.
I got a little bit of a sass. What can I say?
Okay. Believe me. I love you, Rebecca. Thank you, sweetie.
Aw, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Tammy Lee writes to us on Twitter, oh, Jordan, keep digging that hole. Christy wasn't hot for you. Yeah. Nick Winters, someone grab that man a shovel. Keep your comments coming. You can get a hold of us on Twitter, Miss Shannon, all with A's and two N's, Miss Shannon.
Yes.
Dawn at Dark and just my name, Jason Matheson. And again, if you're looking for me on Facebook, I've reached that stupid friend limit thing. So just punch in my name and look for my other page, which has a little blue check by it. Press like, and I do the same thing on that page as I do on the other one. And don't forget to like all the My Talk accounts. There's some great stuff on there right now, including Dawn McClain doing that uber popular face app. You'll get to see Dawn as a man,
a handsome man.
No, I would not get any.
Yes, you're a handsome man.
No, that's right. So follow us there. It is 7:43. My darlings, we'll be back right after this. If you missed Second Chance Romance, oh, don't worry. We got you. We have the highlights.
Kind of took a turn at the end that she wasn't really feeling it. Now she won't even just answer my text.
He showed up, and basically as the dinner started digging in his ear with his car keys.
Hold on, Stephanie's snorting a bit.
I knew it was something gross. I could just tell.
Your honesty, we appreciate it. Stephanie's going into a cardiac arrest over there.
Then he like started using his finger and then a toothpick.
My ear was itchy the whole meal. I don't know if it was allergies or what, but...
God, Chris, I feel like you could have waited just like until after dinner. I mean, would like somebody picking their nose be a trigger for you, Chris, like if you were sitting at the table?
No, if it itched real bad, if you know, I mean... I'd itch my butt too if that itch. I mean,
yeah, Chris, I would right
now.
Oh my gosh.
Second Chance Romance, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 and 8:30, right here on My Talk 107.1.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
If you feel you're sinking, I will jump right.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything mamacita. I'm Jace. Lex is in Africa. Our good friend, Ms. Shannon Paul, filling in.
Hello.
And over there, Sir Alec Guinness, Dawn McClain. That's right.
You sound very official, Dawn, when he says that. Yeah. Yes. Very official.
It is Thursday, April 27th, 2017. We really do appreciate y'all being here, making us a part of your morning commute. If you're stuck in traffic, and you might be, because it freaking snowed this morning.
That threw everybody off.
It should.
Yeah, everyone was looking up in amazement like, really, God, why? And then crashes.
Yeah. I mean, I pulled out of my garage, and I was like, what is this foreign substance falling on my car?
Did somebody do a salt shaker on us? Nope, actual snow.
No, it's actual snow. I couldn't freaking believe it. But, yeah, any hoodly doodly. We have a cool 8 o'clock hour coming up. We have the Dirt Alert Plus. If you missed it, we have Second Chance Romance, if you just missed that one. And we'll talk more about 13 Reasons Why. Ms. Shannon has some hot topics and as well coming up. But I want to just throw this in there, lighten the mood. Not that we needed to lighten the mood after that Second Chance Romance.
That was fun.
That was actually fun. But BuzzFeed put together, you know, sometimes BuzzFeed's lists are crap. But this one was fantastic. And I thought of our good buddy Bradley Trainer, who's on vacation. He's doing a nudist cruise or something right now. So,
oh my God.
But as much
very
as
healthy, the nudist cruise.
Yeah. As much as I love Dallas, Bradley from Colleen and Bradley, weekdays here, noon to 3, Bradley loves his Golden Girls. So I came across this, and if this isn't a day brightener, I don't know what is. It is, they've put together a collection of the best one-liners from the Golden Girls. How fantastic is that? I mean, and if you don't smile at least once hearing these, well, there's something wrong with you. I mean, I don't mean
they
to
had
mean,
some
but.
Great zings. That, I mean, that show was known for that, where you would actually laugh out loud zings when you go back and watch it. And they all stand up when you rewatch. Because, you know, you watch some shows, you're like, that was just for that time period. You can rewatch episodes of the Golden Girls and still
and
go, okay, I get
why.
Yeah, you still want to laugh.
Now I'm going to recreate these because, and let me just acknowledge, I am not B. Arthur. I am not Rue McClanahan. I'm not the incredible Betty White or Estelle Getty, but I'm going to do my best. So I was just reading these in the commercial break and laughing. So the first, here's the premise of the first one. When Blanche finished this iconic saying in her own special way, it's the episode where they're on a game show and the host says, complete this famous saying, better late than, and Blanche says, pregnant.
That's so good.
Okay, this next one is from the episode where Dorothy plays a prank on Blanche. Blanche is passed out sleeping on the kitchen table, and Dorothy walks in, and she whispers in Blanche's ear, she says, Blanche, wake up. My wife will be home any minute. And Blanche oh wakes up, God. Starts, Blanche wakes up, goes, where's my shoes? Where's my shoes? And runs out. Oh, God. I love this show so much. Let's see here. Sophia. This is an episode where Sophia, this is the best one-liners from the Golden Girls. This is the moment when Sophia wasn't afraid to tell Dorothy the harsh truth. Sophia looks at Dorothy, her daughter, and says, jealousy is a very ugly thing, Dorothy, and so are you in anything backless.
Thanks, Mom. So appreciate it.
So this is a scene with Betty White and B. Arthur.
Are you literally tearing up over there?
I don't love it as much as Bradley, but this show just, I mean, come on. These lines, like you just said, Shannon, these lines are still as sharp and funny 30 years later. I mean, you know. Okay, so this is Dorothy and Rose, and Dorothy is serving up a brutal truth to Rose. Because, you know, Rose would always ask questions.
Right.
So Rose goes, Dorothy, can I ask a dumb question? And B. Arthur responds, better than anyone I know. And then Dorothy has zero. This next scene, Dorothy has zero time. She's done with Rose's stupid questions. Dorothy starts leaving. They're all sitting on the kitchen table, and B. Arthur gets up and starts walking away. And Rose goes, "Where are you going?" And B. Arthur turns around and says, "To get ice cream or commit a felony. I'll decide in the car." Oh, and my last one. This is when Sophia had the fiercest comeback to Blanche. So Blanche looks at the girls and says, I take very good care of myself. I treat my body like a temple. And Sophia says, yeah, open to everyone day or night.
Oh, my God. Thank you for being a friend. Yes, definitely.
That is fantastic. You can see this list on BuzzFeed. If I talk about, I mean, some of the things you see shared on Facebook are just crap and it's not good. This is actually a good one. To see the screenshots of this and to laugh along, because you can hear the actresses saying these lines. It'll cheer you up. So, any hoodly doodly. Colin speaking, I began the segment talking about Mamacita. I continue to be obsessed, and Dawn is as well, with FX's Feud, the story of Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, and it's so kitschy, and I love aspects of the show. I love aspects of Joan Crawford's life. I want pieces of it. I love that she put plastic on her furniture. I love that she had a refrigerator of vodka in her bathroom. When I build South Fork, I'm going to be putting a refrigerator in my bathroom. And I love more than ever. I love her best friend, her maid, Mamacita. My favorite aspect of it, Mamacita was a German woman. And Joan Crawford didn't care, but she hired Mamacita after coming back from a trip to Spain. So Joan kept hearing everyone say Mamacita. So when she hired her maid, she didn't care that she was German. She kept calling her Mamacita.
Wrong translation.
No,
there.
That's right. Yeah. But Mamacita didn't care, and she answered to it for like 20 years. So, oh God. So I've jokingly started calling Colin Mamacita.
Right.
I wish he was up, and when he wakes up, I'm going to have him call in, because now he calls me Miss Joan, and he sounds
good for him.
He sounds just like Mamacita.
Well played.
We did it last night. I said, I go, Mamacita, while you're up, will you get us some more water? And he goes, yes, Miss Joe. And we died laughing. Anyway, we'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Entertainment.